And I know so many men that grew up not even knowing what they wanted to do with themselves. They didn't even know what they liked. Do you know what I mean? They were never given the opportunity to even find out what they liked. Like, how is that your fault? Like, how is that your fault? How are you ever taught to express yourself or be the person that you could have been and reach your full potential? When things are always trying to drag you.
One day when he was young, proper innocent little you, with his Air Max and an unhealthy love for his PS2. Going to school, coming home, getting changed in his room. No shower, then he's straight back out to go kick a ball. Or running round the ends with the rest of his little crew, with nothing better to do than play money up on the wall, or even knock down ginger on his neighbour's door. That was one game that he surely had a favour for. But his friends would always dare him to do what he never wanted, and for fear of not remaining accepted, he wasn't honest with himself and started getting caught up in that cyclonic mad peer pressure spiral. Very few ever stop it. Growing up, he started leaving home late most days. Stopped calling and texting to say he's coming home safe. Getting back and waking his mum smelling a skunk with just a no way. It was some of my friends when she asked cold lay, but she knew she couldn't say another word the whole day. She already found the baggies he tried to hide in his old games with a picture that he drew. She couldn't bring herself to throw away with a corner torn off in a strip that he used for roach papes. He gets mad when you lie to the people you love for hope's sake, but crazy when you look at yourself and lie to your own face. He gets mad when you lie to the people you love for hope's sake, but crazy when you look at yourself and lie to your own face. Passive aggression started getting the better now. Disagreements turned to arguments, somehow ending in rows. Real loud, no one listens, but everyone wants to shout. And eventually resulted in him getting kicked out his house. No job, he got thrown out of uni for poor attendance and aggression in his counselling sessions. They put him out. Now he genuinely feels like he's got something to prove, cause his dad knew but kept the doors locked when he came around. He had his own agenda. Last time they saw each other, he don't remember. Periodic hourly visits, but he weren't no offender. It's true, you pay the ultimate sacrifice when you have a child, but when did selling children a dream become the local tender? So we called a girl we linked last month, cause she lives on her own and was sprung off their last fuck. He knew it wouldn't last long, but emotions were high, money was low, and in regards to resorts, she was the last one. So we stayed and started dealing to keep up with the apartment. It got close, she ended up getting pregnant, he was the father. Or so we thought. She knew he weren't the dad, but couldn't bear that. Confessing what she'd done, their relationship it would tear that, cause she long fell in love. She knew that he wouldn't hear that. She got drunk at one party he happened to not be there at, vomiting in the toilet with someone holding her hair back. Then had a one night stand with her childhood crush bareback. Now he's dealing to support a household he never built, with a woman too scared to admit that she wasn't real. There's a lot of brothers short and he's wrong and he's evil still, but the dealer isn't born from the deal. So consider this a letter to that male that's posted up on the block by the shops, dealing with all them grams, chilling back by the flats, perceived to be in a gang, just doing it for his kid. Or at least the one the baby mum fucked last and got him believing that he's the dad. If you hit a brick, start by conceiving another plan. It's not short move, it's deeper than all of that. It's not non-stop loot, it's deeper than all of that. It's never short term, but you needed your Skrilla fam. You're doing well and everything seemingly isn't bad. You're getting more than any 9 to 5 could ever pay you, but your aims have gotten buried beneath it all, and it's mad, cause your boy's got a line and your meetings all overlap. He doesn't like the fact that you're eating what he could have. You never thought your G would be stealing away your plan, but that's what happens when those green-eyed demons invading camps cause someone's gonna crack and show their true colours, cause it's golden to the greens, got a brother seeing red. Then it's white lights, death, and people all dressed in black or blue gloves, silver cuffs, and police all up in your flat. And now you're 24, back at mum's, nothing to account for. And when they ask you what you're doing now, you never sound sure, cause JSA's the only legitimate P you bagged. So you revert and start running them packages and them scams. You buy a night puffer with a hood that goes deep, so your family don't notice you on the street, and that you that snitched on you don't clock you and wanna. Before you know you're going OT for a little cash, more regular, now you're intrigued when you bring it back, cause you realise that you're up and you're secretly feeling gassed. Had a taste and now you're hungry, and really it's kinda sad, cause you never wanted this, but there's no receipt in a bag. No one said it would be easy, your feelings are all intact, but now your son don't know you, your mum don't phone you, and there's no one that you feel like you can run or go to, cause no one understands what you've done or go through. It's a vicious little cycle that's breeding another batch. The system broke down and they're treating a brother bad. It goes round to your under the ground or in a van with your wallet, your belt and your keys all up in a bag. And now you're locked up in a cage and they're feeding you from the hand like an animal. My brother, they're feeding you from the hand. But when that line pops and your peas are all in a stack, it's hard to escape. There's a reason it's called a trap. It's called a trap for a reason. My brother, it's called a trap for a reason.
buzzing. Whoa, it's called a trap for a reason. They don't want you out here and gleaming. No, rather try and drag you beneath them. Fighting over scraps with your G's them.
So many young brothers with potential. Got me going mental, yeah. Disruption in my temple. Beginning of the end, ooh, yeah. Beginning of the end, ooh.
Somebody's identity, do you know what I mean? And a lot of us were only raised by our moms. That's all we have to go on, that queen. But that queen did not raise a fool. That queen didn't raise an idiot. That queen raised a king.